Well, William, great to see you back here. You can't remember when you were last back here, but it may be 4 or 5 years, but to win one of the big classes, that must feel quite good.
Definitely, yeah. I've had a bit of a quiet week up to this point. The horses have been jumping well, just haven't been able to get the result that I wanted. But yeah, I was really thrilled with RMF Echo then. He did everything that I asked him on the course. I had my plan, what I wanted to do. I was a bit lucky towards the end, some came very close. But yeah, I'm pleased to get the win for everyone involved, really.
It's quite an exciting horse, this one, isn't it?
He is, he's very exciting. He's very experienced, you know. You could tell that in there, especially on the tight turnbacks. He was right there with me. He knew what was coming. And I think that's what you need when you jump in a class like that. You need a horse. There's no point where the horses can lose concentration, really.
And for you personally, you're in a sort of a good place, and you've got an exciting job to be part of. So explain what you're sort of doing and how you're managing your career at the moment.
Yeah, so it's I'm a bit here, there and everywhere at the moment. I'm riding for some American people. They go under the name of Rushy Marsh Farm. I'm mainly riding their horses at the moment. I have some younger horses of my own in England, but the horses I'm competing at international level are owned by them. So in the summer we're based in Germany with Helena Stormans, and in the winter we're based in Wellington, Florida.
So you'll be going to Florida, I imagine, fairly soon. But what, looking ahead to next year, obviously with GB now qualified for the Olympics, could you have anything that might give the selector something to think about?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. Yeah, the horse I have in the Grand Prix tonight, RMF Cado, he's a horse with, for me, is a championship quality horse. We've had some, to be honest, this year we've had some good results. Struggled for a bit of consistency, if I'm being honest. But I think he has everything to be right there next year.
So that would be definitely an ambition of yours to try and get on that plane to what could be quite a hot Tokyo.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. That would be something that we really want to do. And next year I'll be on the Miami Celtics global team again, so hopefully we can get some good results there. Then we'll see what the selectors want to do.
Brilliant. Well done tonight anyway. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, William.